Welcome back to the Rewind That Tape podcast. I am your one and only Jay Probs today, and I'll be taking you through the daily happenings of the sports world. First off, I think we're going to start off with some NBA action. I mean, I know the finals is over, but the trade mill is already starting. It's crazy. First off, we got Washington Wizards Bradley Beal exploring trade options with the Wizards. For a point in time, last year he's signed on a 5-year extension, and worth $251 million. In that contract there is a no trade clause, so he kind of has the power to choose where he wants to go, what team. Both sides are discussing it as of right now. He is one of the better scorers in the NBA, and I think any team, if you're looking at a team, Miami Heat, their name just comes up all the time, so that's obviously a possibility. But yeah, there's definitely going to be teams interested, at least. But moving on to the real, I think, shocker in my opinion, New Orleans Pelicans exploring a possibility to trade up to the number 2 spot for Scoot Henderson, and they're willing to put in Zion Williamson into that deal. The former number 1 overall pick, the guy that's supposed to be the next LeBron, but just hasn't been on the field, had some weight issues, had some off the court issues, and he just hasn't been able to get healthy. But yeah, New Orleans Pelicans' possibility to move on, change the scenery for Zion, and New Orleans Pelicans find their new superstar. And Scoot Henderson would, he would just look amazing on that team, in my opinion. Playing in that point guard role alongside CJ, or if they get rid of CJ, not. But just with BI, with that young core that they have there in New Orleans, I think it would be amazing. I think that New Orleans team just need that one more star with Zion, whether it's Scoot, they just need that guy to take him over the top, because I think they have the potential to be top 5 team in the West because of just how that team is built. You have a multiple starting caliber centers in Jonas Valanciunas and Larry Nance Jr. who you can play when you want to go small. You have a bunch of wings, B.I., Trey Murphy, Terrence Marshall, that can just play offense. They can shoot the ball, but they can also lock down defensively. And then you have a plethora of guards, McCollum, Jose Alvarado, just to name a few. And yeah, I think it's that New Orleans Pelicans team, they need to get Zion healthy, or they need to make a big splash over the offseason. And moving on to some NFL action, baby. Training camp has started, and there are already people not showing up. Stephon Diggs, day one, absent from training camp. And Coach Sean McDermott for the Bills quoted as being very concerned. I would be too if my number one wide receiver was not showing up to practice without any explanation. They've been a team that's been thrown at the D-hop hat, possibly. We'll explore that a little bit later in this episode, but Stephon showing up day two after some words from Josh Allen, kind of saying that he has no hard feelings against Stephon. He wants him to be back. They obviously need to work on some things. That's what he said. But he wants it back, and he's back. He was back on Wednesday. The coach, McDermott, feels issue has been quote-unquote resolved. So, yeah, maybe we're just all looking into something that's nothing. But, hey, I don't know. But like I was saying, in other NFL news, DeAndre Hopkins has visited the Tennessee Titans. Yeah, he's just, you know, taking his free agency nice and smooth. Really, really exploring the options. I don't know how enticing that Tennessee project is. I mean, you're gonna be with Malik Willis, or Ryan Tannehill, neither of which are at the prime of their career. If you're D-Hop, if you're looking at it from the outside in, you want to go to somewhere that's competitive, possibly New England. I hear he has a visit scheduled Sunday, I think, but somewhere competitive like New England, like Buffalo, possibly. They've thrown their name out there, like I said, but yeah. Those are a few teams. I heard Houston's in the mix, and as a Houston Bull myself, I would just love D-Hop to come home, see C.J. Stroud slinging some passes to D-Hop. But yeah, I think it's for him, it's the possibility of competing for a championship that he hasn't won in Arizona. He thought he was going to win it, but he didn't. But yeah, I think it's important for him to, like he said, take his time, make the decision. But yeah, it is what it is. We'll see what happens. It seems like we're just starting to get into that NFL training camp. Start of season's near. NBA silly season is about to start. The draft is in a few weeks. You already know it's just going to be popping then. But, you know, few reports in here and there today, but especially with the NHL NBA finals done, we're really kind of at a cold spell here. But you already know who's gonna be watching College World Series on Friday. Yep, that's for sure. Watching some Omaha on Friday. But thank you guys so much for watching. We post daily podcasts, quick like this 10-minute episode. So if you enjoy what you hear, you can come back every single day. But thank you guys so much for watching. We really appreciate it as a team. Yeah, make sure to follow us on Instagram, all our socials, and peace.